Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Who will be first? Today we're going to take a look at Mark chapter 9, verses 35 to 37. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Almost every child you've ever had loves to be line leader. On their day, they walk a little taller, and for some, it's an opportunity for pride. Because their turn is determined simply by a rotation of all in the class, they did nothing to earn that position. And yet they are so proud to be that class leader. Just before the reading we focus on today, three of Jesus' disciples were arguing about who was the greatest. How could they, who walked with Jesus every day, even begin to care about status? And yet, they did. They wanted to determine who had what it took to be greater than those around them. In his response, Jesus, the master teacher, confronts their pride and flips the script on status. Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. The servant? Jesus would say yes, and he was the perfect example. The creator and ruler of all things became an infant and grew up in the world with the challenges of life all around him. For what? For us. Jesus set aside his glory, his presence in heaven, to become one of us, to serve us, to save us. When we consider all Christ has done, our hearts melt with gratitude and humility. Jesus also picks up a young child, and looking directly at his disciples and us, he emphasizes how precious young children are to him. He tells them that if they welcome a small child, they are welcoming him. And if they welcome him, they are welcoming God the Father. His point? It's not earthly status or pride in accomplishments, but our status with God that matters. Like the line leader, our status is unearned by us, but paid for by our Savior Jesus. So what does that mean for you and for me? First, we too can be guilty of pride or a self-serving attitude when we compare ourselves to others. We can be critical of others in hopes that the worse others look, perhaps the better we look. As you know, it only makes us look worse. We look to God for forgiveness. Second, the work you do is precious in the Savior's eyes. Serving young children is not for the faint of heart, but it is the work of the heart. It's a work that reflects the Savior's love as you patiently nurture a struggling child, comfort a weary little one, and celebrate their victories. It's the work of the Savior as you tell them about Jesus and his love for them. Your work is not the work of presidents, corporate leaders, or athletic celebrities. It's a humble service, a ministry that nurtures the heart, the mind, the faith of a young one to grow as a child of God. Who's first? The servant, the small child, those around us as we welcome them to hear about Jesus, their Savior. May the Lord bless your mighty work to guide and nurture young souls. May he also bless you with a humble heart that knows that your true status is beyond any earthly expectation. You are God's dear child, always in his eyes and in the heart of your Savior. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, when I think of what you did in coming to live among us with a heart set on saving us, I can be overwhelmed with gratitude and awe. Help me to never take this for granted. Help me to respond with a humble servant's heart that continues to look for ways to serve you and all those around me. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Take a look at Christian Worship number 735, "Before You I Kneel." It provides further thoughts on gratitude for all that Christ has done for us. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.